Islamic Republic Day, Formation of Religious Popular Rule. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Election is one of the principles for materialization of popular rule. This principle is very important in formation of popular systems. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, the referendum for establishment of the Islamic Republic system of government was highly emphasized. This great move manifested the unique role of referring to the nation's votes and the real status of people's demand. Polling of over 40 elections in Iran in the post-election era indicates the importance of people's status in consolidation of popular establishments in the Islamic Iran. The first of these elections, and referring to people's vote, took place on April 1, 1979, less than 2 months after the resounding triumph of the Islamic Revolution. On this day, a referendum was held with the emphasis of Imam Khomeini for formation of the kind of the ruling system. This proved the highest status of people's vote and demand for Imam Khomeini. Although the Iranian nation unanimously had shown their love for Islam and toppled the unpopular and dictatorial system through the unmatched leadership of Imam Khomeini, the Imam observed the highest degree of democracy by referring to the people's vote. Although, immediately after the victory of the revolution, he could announce the form of government as it had been announced through the struggles of the people as they used to chant in the demonstrations, independence, freedom, and Islamic Republic. Some of the ulema and influential revolutionary figures had proposed the declaration of the Islamic rule in Iran after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, but Imam Khomeini was opposed to them and insisted on holding a referendum for this end to make it completely lawful. However, the Imam mentioned his view on the form of government by saying, "This referendum will determine the fate of our nation. This referendum will take you either to freedom and independence or, like before, to suffocation and dependence on others. This referendum is what everyone should participate in. You can choose any form of government that you want. You are entitled and can write on this paper, Democratic Republic, Royal regime, or whatever you want. You are free in this." On April 1, 1979, the Islamic Republic system of government was shaped with an unprecedented 98.2% of the votes in favor of the Islamic Republic. In other words, nearly 100% of the voters dropped yes in ballot boxes. Thus, this day was named as the Day of Islamic Republic. Referring to people's vote is of high importance in Iran. As a matter of fact, all constituents of the ruling system are directly or indirectly elected by people's vote. It has been made clear in Iran's constitution that the Islamic Republic system is dependent on people's vote. On this basis, all parts of the power hierarchy are determined by people's vote and will. Article 56 of the constitution stipulates the principle of religious popular rule. The article reads, "The absolute rule on the world and man belongs to God, and God has assigned man to determine his own social fate. No one can deny man this divine right or put it at the service of a specific individual or group. And the nation exercises this God-given right through the ways that have been explicated in the next articles. In Iran, participation in elections is not a legal issue, but it is considered as a religious duty and part of the individual rights of people in society. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, said in part of his speech on the 25th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's passing away in 2014, "In the model of the Islamic Republic, not only popular rule and religion are not separate elements, but popular rule stems from religion. Some individuals shouldn't think that our great Imam Khomeini adopted elections from the West and blended it with the Islamic thought and law. No, if elections, popular rule, and reliance on people's votes had not been part of religion and had not been taken, learned from the Islamic law, the Imam would not have any obligation. And that frank and decisive man would say it clearly. This is part of religion. The Islamic law should be observed, and the administration of affairs in this system is carried out by people. The affair is in people's hand. This is the main pillar of the great Imam's move." Ayatollah Khamenei, in his important statement known as the second phase of the revolution, has highly emphasized on elections for materialization of participation and political freedom. "Religious popular rule is indeed materialization of people's rights in determination of their fate." The leader said elsewhere in his remarks, "The governments being popular means granting right to people in the government. It means that people play role in administration of government, formation of government, and determination of the ruler. Another meaning of the Islamic governments being popular is that it is the service of people. What matters for the ruler are the public interests of people rather than certain persons, a certain stratum, or a certain class." Elections in the Islamic Republic of Iran have always consolidated the pillars of the ruling system, and that's why the enemies have tried by every hook and or every crook to distract people from the ballot boxes.